It's only if it didn't grow the size of a zeros yet. The leaves didn't grow the size of a zeros, which is a span between your thumb and your first finger. Then we say yeshlem eres the botzel. Then there is still some poison inside the botzel. That's why it's not healthy. It's no good to eat. Avol aftzel zirta. But if the leaves already grew a little big, the size of a zirta, then we say leslam bo. Then there's nothing wrong with eating these onions and mustamna maybe huadin, and you could use it for an erev also. And amarav papa lo yamar nelo lo ishti shichru. That we say that these leaves may kill you, have poison in it. It's only if you didn't drink beer. But if you drink beer after it, says the beer takes away the poison of the onions, and it's okay. Then it won't harm you. Tana Rabbanan. A person should not eat onions because of the nochesh, the snake. Well, here it means the poison of the snake that's inside it. And the Chur, like we're saying, it means the leaves. You should not eat the leaves of the onions because they can have poisonous in it. There was a ma'isa of Rabbi Chanina. He ate half of an onion, and half of the nochesh shaboy, like a mussel, half of the poison that was in it also. And he got very sick. No, not a lomus. His lomus a chayla mesukin. But the Chacham and his friends will mispalo for him that Rabbi Chanina should get better. And he got better. Because he was they davened very good because the door needed him. It wasn't his man yet; they needed him. So they nailed him Shemayim. They had Rachmanis on him, and he still lived. So the Mashoah's Mazda here, even though a lot of times in Gemara it brings down Maisim that the Chum will mispalo for somebody to get better, and they don't end off with the reason Shasho Tzricholoi. So I'll come here they had to say that. So Mashiach says, because this Rabbi Chanina here is a Chanina ben Doisa, that all over he used to be mispalo for other people, and he used to make other people well. So who the kasher is of the Zayi, why did he need other people to daven for him? Why couldn't he daven for himself? The Torah says that's the pshat, that people don't like to daven for themselves. You're better off if other people daven for you. Al dechal ein chovish materatzim beis hasurim. So therefore, the Mara says the Tam, since he had to be healed up, he didn't want to be samach on his own tefillah, he went right away and asked better that Chum should, other people should daven for him. Because that's more of a fazichakite, that's more for sure you get healed up by other people davening for you, rather than davening for yourself. So the reason why he wasn't samach on his own tefillah, because hashot tzricholoi, he had to get well, people needed him. So he did the best he could, he asked other people to daven for him. Now, Bechlal, about this Maisa that Rabbi Meir told a person to stay in his Dal Damas and have no heta to walk out, Taisus on Omer Aleph. Vashivu asked a few kashes, and he says a few Yisaidis about exactly when is it also for you to walk chutz from Yitchum on Shabbos. Nemesim will see more about this later on in the next parak. Those are the Alokas Bariches, about if you walk out of the Tchum on Shabbos, when do we counsel you that you can't walk Dal Damas? And when do we say no, if you went out Vyainis, or other cases, you have a right to walk more than Dal Damas. This will seem later on in the next parak. Yeah, Zotimor Vaita. Omer Rabbi Zera, Omer Shmuel. Sheikhar Ma'arvin Boy. You're allowed to use beer to make an Erev with. It's drinkable, it's a good drink, you can use it for an Erev Tchumim. Vaito Poiseles HaMikvah B'Shloi Shalugim. If beer falls into the mikvah, when you are first making the mikvah, when you don't have yet our boyim saw that's a kosher mikvah, then there's a psul of mayim shuvim. If mayim shuvim fall into the mikvah before you have our boyim saw, if only 3 lugim of mayim shuvim fall into the mikvah, it passes the mikvah. Now mayim shuvim means water that was collected by a person. A mikvah has to be made out of rainwater that was not collected in a kli and not held by an adam. That's called running water. Mashenkin, if the water was in the kli and your person held it, or it was gathered together in the kli, that's called the mayim shuvim, it passes the mikvah. Well, how much? Just a gimel lugim, it passes the mikvah. Now we're saying here, halacha, beer, Sheikher also has this halacha, that a poiseles a mikvah, b'shleish a lugim. So Rashi, a poiseles a mikvah, kishar mayim shuvim. His beer also has halacha like mayim shuvim. Fred Gemara, maskib, lor Rav Kana.
Pshita, his avada, what's the chiddush avada kapasul the mikvah? V'chima bein zeh lemei tzeva. Why is beer worse than colored water? Colored water also pasul the mikvah if it's mayim shuvim with gimelugim. The tanan, Rabbi Yosi Omer, mei tzeva poistle mesa mikvah b'shloishes lugim. If you have dyed water, mei tzeva, tzeva means dye. If you have water that was dyed, and if Pashtet said, it's talking about the water is mayim shuvim, the water was in a kli, in a keli, and now the water falls into the mikvah. Before you have avoyim soy in the mikvah, if you have gimel lugim of this water falling in, this water passes the mikvah. So b'zayim pshita sheicher, beer should not be worse than dyed water. Like beer is also the ik of water. You have the water and it's fermented with the wheat, whatever you make the beer from, but the ikar is its water. So pshita, since it's mayim shuvim, the passes the mikvah. So Rashi, Master Alkana, Ma Ben Zela made Seva. Upshita the Pusel, Avadich it Pusel. Like, why not? Why is it worse than made Seva? And for the Gemara, Amri Hosem Amaya the Tziva Mikri. It is worse. Because by the dyed water, you know what the water is called? The water is called a dyed water. But it has a shame Mayim on it. He saw some Amaya the Tziva Mikri. People calls it dyed water. People call it beer. It's not called water at all yet. So maybe since it doesn't have a shein mayim, it doesn't have the psul of mayim shuvim. Kamashmala, no. This is still called enough water. Beer is still called water that it can have a psul of mayim shuvim. So Rashi shichra mikri. The salka daita kaminach ain't a love shein mayim, and the havi miner is maybe beer does not have a shein water. And the yisoy that mayim shuvim pasuls the mikvah, that's only yisoy in mayim. It has to be water. If you have something else, even though it's in a kli, if it doesn't have a shein mayim, the mashal like yayim. If you have wine, even though the wine is in a kli, it's yayim shuvim. If it falls into the mikvah, it doesn't pasul the mikvah. Only water pasuls the mikvah. So I would think that beer is not called water. Kamashmala, no. Vaisley's beer also has a shein mayim on it. So the Gemara Ubekama Miarvin, how much beer do you have to use for an erev tchumim? Sava Rav Acha brei Rabbi Yosef kaimi the Rabbi Yosef lemeimer he betrayed revi shichra. He thought, how much beer do you have? 2 revius of beer. That's so much. Just like we had this shear before by yayin, the same shear by beer, 2 revius of beer. Rashi train revia shichra, train lugin, the lug roivakav. He's 2 lugin of beer, which each lug is a roivakav, is revia sakav. That's there's 2 revia simmons, 2 lugin. It's more kidatnan, like we learned in the Gemara on Shabbos, ha moitzi yayin, if somebody carries out wine on Shabbos. How much wine does he have to carry out to be chayiv midiraisa? What's called the choshev shir of yayin? Kedei meziga sakos. Enough wine that when you put it into the cup, into the kais, after later when you add water into it, it'll be filled up to a regular kais that you could drink. V'tani Allah kedei meziga kais yofa. How much of a kais, what size kais do you have to use? A nice size kais. Now in the Gemara's time, they used to have raw wine. That means it wasn't diluted with water yet. And that's called yayin chai. So you used to put a little bit yayin chai into the kais, and then you would add water into it to make it drinkable, and it would fill up the kais to the top. So how much wine do you need? A little bit of the raw wine that after you put the water into it, together you have a kais. And what type of a kais? A kais yofa. For the Gemara, my kais yofa, what does it mean, a nice size cup? And the Gemara, kais shavrocha. The size kais you have to use when you bench. The Shas benching, you have a mezumim, you're supposed to use a kais. That kais, the kais shabracha, that's the shear, how much wine you have to have. Shrashi, hamaytzi yayin b'shabis, kadei mezigas kais, kamay shenaysni yayin chai, how much raw wine you would put in, the kais kadei limzeg b'mayim, in order to be mozek it later into water. Yeah. V'yomer Rav Nachman, Yomer Rav Baravua, kais shel brocha, how much now, this kais that you use b'shas benching, you make a brocha on, how much yayin has to be in the kais? Sorash shiyehei boy, roiv ha-revius. There has to be enough of pure wine or revius of a revius. Kidei in order sheyimozgenu v'yamada revius. Kidei that later when you add three parts of water into it, together now you can have revius of lug, which is the shear you have to have your kais. A kais or brocha that you make kiddush on or you bench on has to at least have a revius of yayin. Now in the Gemara's time, they used to put 1/4 of yayin chai, and then they put 3/4 of water. So how much wine do you have to have? You have to have 1/4 of a lug. Kidei that when you add the water to it, together you can have a revius of a lug, which is the shear for a kais or brocha. So Drashi roiva revius, roiva lug yayin chai, 1/4 of a lug chai. Yeah. So the Mara ukudarava, like Rava, the Yama Rava, kol chamra, all wines, all raw wine, the loidori ad chatlas maya, that you don't have 3 portions to it, water, lav chamru, it's not called wine. In other words, if you have 1/4 wine and 3/4 water, that's called good wine. Yeah. So the Maru Ketoni Seifa, and here it says in the Seifa, Sidrashi, Ketoni Seifa means the Amoitzi Yain, the Din of Shabbos. It says there that we're talking about how much wine do you have to carry out on Shabbos, Lichai Midraisa, or Revius of a Lug. And the Seifa there says, Vishar Kol HaMashkin, what's the shear of all other Mashkin, any other type of a drink, if you carry it out on Shabbos? How much of it do you have to carry out? To be Mechayiv, there it says, v'shar kol ha-mashkin revius. The shears is a revius. Rashi, v'shar kol ha-mashkin oitzosim revius tain lug. It means a lug. You have to have revius, which is a lug, which is a revius of a calf, which a revius means a lug. V'chol ha-shoifchin, who are in any water that you stamp throw out, is also a revius of a calf, which is a lug. Now, midahosom al-chad, arvo, just like over here by benching, or kaisha brocha. How much wine do you have to have? Only 1/4 of the kais is raw wine. The rest is water. Al-chad arba, just 1/4, is hochinami, the same thing to hilchas erevin. When you want to leave over some raw wine for an erev, how much raw wine do you have to leave over for an erev? Al-chad arba. It has to be 1/4 of a lug. Today, that later when you can add the water to it, you'll have a lug, which is a revius of a calf. So that's the shear, how much wine you have to have for a revius. And this is the shear for an erev also. Now, this is the shear for wine. Mashenkein for beer, for shecher, that the Mishnah there in Shabbos says, v'shar kol ha-mashkin, all over mashkin, how much is the shear of Yitzhoi Shabbos? A revius. Come to size for beer, you'll have to have a revius of a lug. That's the shear for hoitzor. So, as you see, beer has a bigger shear than wine. For wine, it's enough 1/4 of a lug. Mashenkin, for beer, you're going to have a revius. So, no, that's the kasha. Why do you say for beer, it's enough to have 2 revius in? You want to say the same shear of wine applies to beer? No. From this Mishnah and Shabbos and Mashma, not like that. Wine, you need much less. Mashenkein for beer, you'd have to have a full revius for each suda. So the zoy for 2 sudas, you'd have to have 2 revius in. So look at Rashi, that's the kasha. Rashi, you meet awesome by Tzoy Shabbos. Bine nachad diyayin. Abo de shichrom. What you need for wine, you need 4 times as much of beer to be yayin to any roiva revius. By wine, it says 1/4 of a revius. Uvishak, while a mashkin to any revius. And all of the mashkin, it says the shear is a revius. So the kasher is that if you want to use beer for an erev, you have to have a bigger shear. You have to have 2 revius in, not 1/4 of a revius like you say by yain, but you have to have 2 revius in of beer. And for the Gemara, for lohi, no, there's no kasher. I'll tell you, maybe there's a difference between erev and hoitzor. Hosamu debotsa mehocha loy choshev. By the ease of carrying it on Shabbos, less than 2 revius of beer is not choshev. Nobody carries it out. Avol hocho loy av the inch of the shosha kisa v'tzafra v'kisa b'fanya v'samchi olayu. In other words, here by beer, the ma'isa people just drink 2 revius of beer a day. They drink 1 revius in the morning and 1 revius in the afternoon, and they're satisfied.
So Mel is no steerer to this, so it's so a Shabbos you have to have beer that's choshev, that lemaisa has to be much more. Mashenkin, how much you need for Erev is how much people are satisfied with, and they're satisfied with two revisin. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi Ochinam Rashi Gabi Erev. The kasha was real Ochinami Gabi Erev binan arba. Should have to have four or revisin of beer. The Yomar Rav Liel Marvin Bishtei revisin Yayin. And that Rav before said, by wine this year is two revisin. Or Bizoy Alma Beshichra Shre Lugi binan. Or Bizoy by Shechra, you should have to have eight times as much as that. You should have to have two Lugim. So you have to have a bigger shear by beer. The Torah says no. That Hilchos Hoytzoy Shabbos is different. That's telling the Chshivas. But here by Erevin is telling the Mitzvah how much you drink throughout the day or in two siddhas of beer. Like usually you have two siddhas a day. So how much beer do you drink throughout the day? We're saying a normal person drinks two revisin of beer. Trashi. Teshasi Kisa Sherevias Lug Sheikh of Tzafra. He drinks one kais of revius of a lug in the morning, the kis of a fanya, another kis in the afternoon, the samachalayu, and he's satisfied with this. Therefore, that is the shear of mosin. Shtei sudis, seinach nami. For erevin, all you have to have is also two reviusin of beer, the same shear as yayin. Yeah, the more vita, tomorrow in Bekama, if you want to use dates for an erev, how many dates do you have to leave over for the erev? Omer Rabbi Yosef, tomorrow in the kav. You want to use tomorrow, you have to have at least a kav worth of tomorrow. Like we had the same shear before by apples. Omer Rav Yosef, minoa minilo, how do I know this yisoid? That for tomorrow, for dates, you have to have a kav? Tetanya, ochal gregris. If somebody ate gregris that's dried out dates, v'shilim tomorrow, and he paid back fresh dates. So this is talking about if he ate truma, and Yeda B'Shegeg, or Yisrael that ate Truma B'Shegeg, the Loch is, you have to pay it back, and give back parents to the Kain. So if somebody by mistake ate Gregorius of Truma, and he paid back tomorrow fresh dates, the Loch is Tobol of Brocha. He gets a Brocha, like he's giving back more than he ate to the Kain. Is the Chur Hechi Domim, what are we talking about? Ilay Malufi Domim, if you pay back the value of it, that means the Ochim and Ebezuza. You ate a dollar's worth of dried out dates. Become a shalom lebezuzah. And you're paying him back a dollar's worth of fresh dates. The zechur might trouble of bracha. What kind of bracha is this? Like you're doing what you're supposed to. Bezuzah ochel, you ate a dollar's worth. Bezuzah come a shalom, you're paying back a dollar's worth. Zechur, there's no chiddush here. El olav lefimida. No, it means you're paying back the same measurement that you ate. Teyochel minei geruya de gregris. He ate a shear and measurement that's like a pound of dried out dates. Tishav Yezuzah, it's only worth $1. V'kom Meshalom Legeruya de Tzmorim, and you're paying him back a pound of fresh dates. Tishav Yabo, that's worth $4. Now, Katoni Tovolo Brocha. It says on this watch, you get a brocha for this. Sadrashi V'kom Meshalom Leg Tzmorim Hayikorim Megregris. V'lashilom Lelefi Mide El Lefi Domim, paying him back the more money. His Zuchur Alma, what do you see from here? That tomorrow Madifa, that dates are better. Utsanan Liel Gabioni, we learned before by Maiseroni, the Goyrin Kav Gregris. How much of these dry dates do you have to give a noni at least a kav? V'yom Arav Arav said v'chein l'erev. Obizoy v'chol shchein tomorrow d'vadi sagle bochi. Havadi tomorrow should also be enough for this. So that's the Zeraya that you see here, tomorrow is better than Gregris. So of Gregris it's enough of the kav for an erev. Avad and Avad, tomorrow is also enough. A kav should be enough for Erev. Mora says, Alma, tomorrow Madifa. You see here, tomorrow is better. So Mel Avad, tomorrow should be enough with the kav. Omalay Abaye, no. Atayel Yelam, the Ochum and Emezuzah. There's din before of paying back. Meister is talking about where you ate a dollar's worth of Gregris, they'll call Meshalim Mezuzah. And you're paying also back a dollar's worth of tomorrow. Abizor, the kasha was then, Umay Tovol of Brocha, what do you get a Brocha for? You're not giving anything more back to the Kayin than you ate the Truma. You ate a dollar's worth and you're paying back a dollar's worth. So what are you getting a Brocha for? And to the Gemara, Tiochel Minei Midi de Leikofetzolei. There's still something, Zvini. Leikofetzolei Zvini. You ate dried out dates that not too many people are interested in buying it. So even though it's worth a dollar, you're going to have a hard time selling it to get your dollar. The Komishalim Le Midi, but now you're paying him back a fresh dates, the Kofatzalei Zvini, that people jump to buy it,
So that's a tovel of bracha. But maybe tomorrow might not be better than Gregus. Maybe Gregus is better. So therefore you have no chloride from here that the shear of an Erev of tomorrow would also be a kav. Maybe only Gregus, which is better, it's enough of a kav. But maybe for tomorrow, maybe they have to have more. So from here you have the raya. The Rashi says, Meho loy tishma the tomorrow madifa, liolam Gregus adifa. Maybe Gregus are better. Well, if we dumb and mishalom, that means you pay them back the worth of it. Well, my bracha, so what's the bracha you get? You paid back truma. You didn't pay back more truma. The Torah says, the kofra lay zvini, loichim, ulinin erev vinyin tfeimikav. For maestro, it's a truma, it's a svar, you're paying him back something that's better because people will buy it faster. Mashenke the maestro, filchus erevin, maybe tomorrow is not so choshev, maybe it has to have more than a kav of tomorrow. Yeah. So tomorrow, shtisa. If you want to use shtisa for an eruv, how much of shtisa do you have to leave over? So Rashi, that's maichol shayse mikemach, a type of a food you make from flour, kemach koli, from roasted flour, shenis yabish betaner, which dried out in the tanner, v'noistin dvash to tocha tashel. You put honey inside the tashel. So how much of this do you have to leave over for an eruv? Omer avachal bar pinchas, trei shagushi. You have to leave over this year, trei shagushi. Rashi Tarvadin has two ladle spoons full of it, that's what you have to leave over of this shtisa. What about chisoni? If you want your Rashi's kloyas, that's roasted wheat. How much of roasted wheat you have to leave over for an eriv? Amarabaya tre buni de pumpadisa. Two measurements of buni that comes from pumpadisa. Rashi midas. Amarabaya. Omruli ain. Abaya said his mother told him, Hani kisoni. If you eat this kisoni, is that this roasted wheat, yishno madel liba. It's very good for the heart. O mavatli machshavta. Takes away bad machshavas you have. Trashi daigi, you won't worry. If you eat this type of a food, you won't worry too much. The Yomar Abaye said, Omer liyein. His mother told him, Hai man di islei chusha de liba. If somebody has a weak heart, his life is a cure for this is laisi bisra diyatma. Let him bring meat from the flanken piece of meat, yamina on the right side, the dichro, from a zohar dik animal, a male animal. The lights, and let him bring also kavuyo, that means Rashi says that's like the tzpiye boka, the junk, the excrement that comes out of the animal, to reuse to the nisan, that the animals that you do in nisan time. That excrement you should bring, and vice to mix it together and eat it together, this will be refuah for the heart. Vileka kvuya de reusa, let's say you can't find any excrement from the animals that come out of Nisan time, then laisi sugiyina de arvosa, let him bring sugiyana, Rashi says, that means a kismin shal arva, that means twigs, that come from arv, take these twigs, vinechvinu, and burn them, make them with the charcoal, vinechal and eat it. Vinishte basra chamru markin. Right after that, take some wine, diluted wine. In other words, wine mizoga, like Rashi says. Chamru markin means yayin mozog. If you eat these things will be refuah for a bit hard. But like we always say, it's not mukra, these refuah will help for this man is it. Today we say usually it's nishtana teva, it's not mukra, these things will be refuah. Yeah. So let's go more weiter. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Kol shehu lifton. Any type of a food that's eaten, but teres lifta means it's like spices the bread. You eat it with the bread, you eat it with something else. Then the shear is, kadei lechol boy, the shear, how much of this you would eat with your bread. You don't need a shear mozen shtei sudas of this food itself, but how much of this food you would eat with the bread of two sudas, that's how much you need. There's less of a shear. So drashi kadei lechol boy. Kol shu lifton, anything that comes to a spice, the other food, in other words, let's say you have butter. So how much butter do you use on the bread when you have two sudas? So kol shul lift, anything that comes to eat with the bread, is kdei lecho boy. Kol she'enu liftin, something you do not eat with bread. You eat it by itself, it's filling by itself. Then kdei lecho haymenu. Then you need the shear of shtei sudas of eating it itself. Both of the two sudas have to be from it itself. Yeah. What about raw meat? That's pshita kadei lechol hemenu.
You have to have enough of raw meat that you eat two sudas of it. His raw meat is eaten by itself. Mashenga said Gemara Bosat Sli. What about roasted meat? Here at Samachlikis. Rabba Omar Kade Lecho Boy. Rabba says, rice is roasted meat, you eat with the bread. You don't eat it by itself. So you need enough of a shear, two sudas that you eat with bread. No, you have to have two sudas of the roasted meat. That's called you eat roasted meat by itself. Now, Omar Rabbi Yosef, how do I have my raya that even roasted meat, people eat by itself, not with the bread. Therefore, you have to have a mozen shtei sudas of the meat itself. Tahani pasoy, the people in Persia, achli tavaki b'loy nahama. They eat rashi chatichas, pieces of meat, without bread. So since in Persian they eat it, that should be the locker all over. That roasted meat is eaten by itself, not with the bread. Therefore, you need a bigger shear of roasted meat, the shear of mozen shtei sudas. For the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, Upasoi Heberuba di Alma. What kind of svar that you go bosh to Persia? Since when is Persia the roiv of the oilam? The Kuri should go bosh to each place by itself. The Yotanan we learned, Big Day Aniyim Laniyim. The Shia, what's still called the Chosh of a beggar that still has a Kabbalah's tumor, and only is totally the Shia that he would use. That's called Shalashat's boys by Shalashat's boys. Big Day Ashirum Ashirum. An Ashur, a richer person, he would not use such a small beggar the size of 3 its boys by 3 its boys. Vim the shear is shloisha, 3 tzvachim by 3 tzvachim. Alva big the yashirum laniyim, but the beggar that belongs to the osher, to the aniyim loy, it's not makabo tumma. Rashi claim laniyim to the aniyim loy bina big the yashirum. Noni does not need the shear of a beggar for ashirim. El akivan latu chazi, since for this oni he could use this beggar that's only 3 its boys by 3 its boys, as the basrayim, we go after him. Zachur, you see, you go boss to each person by itself. Is a male hochinami, afagad le pasoi, lav lifton, even though the persons don't use this for lifton, they don't eat their roasted meat. With bread, of a kivun lodidan, heavy lifton, since us, the normal people, do eat the roasted meat with bread, niski bishir zutel, churut should be enough to have enough roasted meat, a shear that we would eat with the bread, so that's less of a shear. You don't have to have a mozen shtei sudas of roasted meat by itself. Now, how much roasted meat you would eat in the middle of a meal that you want to be eating bread? That should be enough for a Muslim. That should be enough for Erev. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, just to know, that it says that Bosa Chai has aloha that you eat it by itself, about it doesn't mean mamish raw meat. Mamish raw meat not edible. Just means the meat is not cooked completely. It's not 100% completely. Whereas if the meat is 100% cooked, then it's considered like tzli would have the same aloha that we hold. You just have to need enough food as if you eat it along with the bread. In other words, there's only a meat that's not cooked so well is called bosachai. But any time the meat is cooked 100%, then it is like bosachli, that you only have to have enough meat that you would eat with bread to make up a muzzin of two sudas. You're holding daf lamed omer aleph. Just last Gemara in the bottom line of Chuktes and Mabez. Again, the kasha was, Omalei Abayo Pasoi Heberuba Di Alma. Why do you go bust the Persians that they don't eat their meat with bread? Are they the Ruba Di Alma? But your Tanan, I'll bring your Raya. We don't say you go bust to just one place. You go bust every place the way they do it. But your Tanan, Big Di Aniyim Laniyim. What's the shear of a beggar, the smallest shear that's still Makabal Tumah, and only has his shear of 3 its boys by 3 its boys? Big day Ashirim Lashirim. On Ashir, he doesn't use such a small beggar. So a beggar that has 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, that's still usable by an Ashir. That's the shear that's Makabotumah by an Ashir. Now, Toysa, the bottom Toysa here says that what type of tumah we're talking about? We're talking about Dafke Tumas Medrash. That's a Yesh Chilik Beniyim Li Ashirim. But other type of tumis, Toysa Sheet, there is, there is no Nafkemina between Noni and an Ashir. Now, but Tumas Meis ain't Chilik. Right, that's Toysa Shita. But I call upon again to Tumas Medrash is a chilik that an oni, a poor person that uses even a small beggar the size of 3 its boys by 3 its boys, is called the beggar to Makabu Tumah. And for an osh, you need a bigger share of Gimel, Tvachim and Gimel Tvachim.